When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanksgiving in the United States. But I think a lot of people know that in the U.S. we celebrate this. I hope you can hear some of the sounds that are going on around me. I'm actually walking around in the woods, visiting my brother who lives in the woods. He lives in a wooded area, and I'm walking around in this, in the trees for a little while, in the dark, hoping that that will inspire me to capture a few thoughts for this edition of Thunder Punch Daily Art Sound Off 2016. You know, I actually did do a recording earlier this morning, but it was trying to wrestle with the complexity of a holiday of gratitude in times that have been really kind of scary and upsetting and frustrating. For all of us, like everybody in around the world, but then also, you know, personally, in my own life. And I don't feel like I did a good job navigating that. I mean, I don't even think it's a good idea for me to sit around and talk about something that I just did that I threw away. But I guess I bring it up because I do still feel like it's upon me to talk a little bit about gratitude. I mean, I figure that's kind of on a lot of our minds, being grateful for something, being thankful for something. And I guess I can try to summarize how I was feeling this morning after a little bit of time to like calm down and reflect on it. Is that of course I'm thankful for a lot of the opportunities that have been put in front of me in the last year. You know, working on the Rocket Book is, like I've said in other times, is a dream job. The people who I find in my circles, the people who I interact with on a regular basis, people like Rob Stenzinger, people like Zach Giolongo, people like my wife, like my brother who I'm visiting tonight, my cat, all provide immense value to me and are terrific resources for me when, you know, my energy and bandwidth are at a minimum. But then more broadly, I think about how my values as an artist or as a storyteller, as a person, are set to be tested, or it appears that they're going to be tested in the coming years. And I already made a proclamation of sorts about this, about what I intend to do, how I'm going to put more effort into my personal work and the type of stories that I want to tell through it, and why, and to be of service to the audience to whom I'm trying to serve. But also, you know, I've never been a terribly outspoken political person. I've worn a lot of those values very close to the vest and try to live by example, and I think I still will. Or try to like teach by example, I guess is what I'm saying. Rather than try to tell other people what to do, I'd rather live the way that I think is best for me and let that be, let people take from that whatever they want. I think, like a lot of people, I feel like a gauntlet has been cast in front of me, and I feel like it's time for me to reevaluate my method of interacting with challenging times, and revise my way of engaging with it. How this means, what this means as far as like how I talk about my work and what kinds of things I explore in my work, and also how I talk with other people outside of my work, you know, beyond the scope of my work. I've yet to figure that out, but I think of it as a real challenge, or rather a test of what I consider to be some of my core values. And, you know, what are values for if not to be tested, right? If it's not tested, then it's just me saying a thing. So for what it's worth, I'm grateful for that. And I hope, you know, this is the thing I talked about in the recording I dumped. I went through a kind of a difficult thing earlier this year, and it's fine. I'm fine. Everybody's fine. But I remember when it got kind of tricky towards the end, I remember saying to my wife, I said, like, you know, when it comes to caring about something, you want to be there for the whole experience. You want to go all in. You don't want to, like, bail as soon as it gets tough. That's not really caring about something, you know? And so I think about that with this challenge that's ahead in the coming years is, you know, it's like what part of the flavor of caring about something is seeing through it, through the good times and the bad times, and seeing how you come out the other side. And that's the part I'm grateful for too, is a chance to engage with something and probably fail miserably at it a few times. And maybe learn a few new skills, maybe find a new ways of expressing myself, maybe finding out things I didn't know about myself or things that I didn't know I felt, and come out the other side somewhat changed. So there's my gratitude as well. Okay, I'm almost back to my brother's house, so who am I? Jersey Drozd, jdrozd.com, Jersey on Twitter, boulderandfleet.com. And this, as I said, this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, where me and my buddy Rob Senzinger have been challenging ourselves and everybody else to check in every day of the month of November with a 5 to 10 minute audio accompaniment to the art that we make, some things we think about when we're making our art. You can find out how to participate by going to artsoundoff.com. But if you want to listen to the other shows other people have been recording, the other recordings that I should say, not shows, they're not necessarily shows, they're journals, right? They could be a lot of different things. Go to twitter.com and look for the Art Sound Off hashtag. And I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
It's a good thing Orko got my sword back today, or Prince Adam might never have been seen again. The rock man who took my sword thought it made him a leader, but he was wrong. A sword or any other symbol doesn't make a person a good leader. What does is intelligence, respect for others, and an unselfish desire to do good. People are proud of a leader with those qualities, so if you develop them in yourself, you could become a good leader too. See you soon.